It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. It's winter, and many of Montana's birds have flown south. There are several species, however, that stay here year-round, braving the cold, dark months of the season. On a hike a few days ago, I heard the familiar chickadee-dee-dee of a black-capped chickadee noisily working the forest canopy. The bird was hopping among the limbs of a giant birch tree, using its beak to probe cracks in the bark for anything edible. Black-capped chickadees are tiny. Weighing about as much as 2 quarters, a chickadee would easily fit in the palm of your hand. I wondered, how is it that this tiny bird is able to stay active year-round in such a harsh environment, whereas many other birds must migrate every year? The answer lies in behavioral and physiological adaptations which allow the black-capped chickadee to thrive in cold environments. Chickadees are able to withstand very low temperatures, as long as they have enough food to eat, that is. Thus, the major problem faced by birds in winter is finding enough to eat. Seeds, berries, and insects make up the majority of a chickadee's diet in winter, but they will eat virtually anything that contains calories, including the fat off of animal carcasses. If you have a bird feeder, chances are you have seen many a chickadee gorging on sunflower seeds and suet, two high-calorie food items favored by these little birds. As winter progresses, food becomes harder to find. Chickadees, like many other birds, solve this problem by caching, storing food in hiding places during times of abundance to be used later when food is scarce. Black-capped chickadees begin caching food during the fall, and over the course of a year may store up to 100,000 food items. When food shortages occur, a chickadee is able to remember the locations of its caches and thus avoid starvation. Scientists have studied black-capped chickadee brains and found that their hippocampus, a key brain structure involved in learning and memory, actually increases in size during winter months. In addition to getting enough food, chickadees need to find adequate shelter from the cold. After feeding during the daylight hours, chickadees seek out cavities with good insulation where they can spend the night. Hollow tree trunks make great roost sites. Chickadees can also excavate shelters of their own, using their beak to hollow out a cavity in soft, rotten wood. Once inside the cavity, the bird puffs up its feathers for insulation and settles in for the night, burning the energy from the food like fuel in a furnace. A biologist studying chickadees in Fairbanks, Alaska, found that chickadees burn 10% or more of their body weight every night. To put this feat in human terms, that would be like a 150-pound person putting on 15 pounds every day, then losing it all each night. In order to make the most of the valuable food, chickadees employ another amazing tactic. They actually go into controlled hypothermia at night, lowering their body temperature 12 to 15 degrees below their normal daytime temperature of 108 degrees. Because it takes less energy to maintain a lower body temperature, this translates into huge energy savings. Research has shown that when the outside temperature is at the freezing point, 32 degrees Fahrenheit, a black-capped chickadee in regulated hypothermia lowers its energy expenditure by 25%. By lowering body temperature, the chickadee is able to make its crop of food last longer and thus survive the night. The basic daily rhythm of the chickadee in winter seems to be eat lots of food during the day, find a nice hole to roost in, and then burn the food energy all night to stay warm. So the next time you see one of these tiny little birds, whether in the woods or at your bird feeder, I hope you can take a moment to appreciate the chickadee not just as a cute ball of feathers, but also as a master of winter survival. I'm Justin Bailey for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.